The question was asked, is polygamy something that the Torah views as positive? As in, is that an ethic that the Torah wanted us to pursue and today we just don't? Or do we find that the Torah really didn't want it either? So that's a discussion. It's not so clear because we find in the Torah that when the Torah describes polygamy, the Torah describes it in a derogatory way. The Torah describes people who were not interested in the well-being of their wives. They were taking on wives for their own pleasure. So the Torah describes it negatively when the Torah describes polygamy. And then when we look through the Shas, so the Tiferes Yisrael points out, you generally do not find people of high stature marrying more than one wife, the exception being kings. It could be that for kings there's a different rule. That for kings, for princes, there was a different rule for whatever reason. That's discussed. It's a big machlokas rishonim about the whole concept of pilegesh. whether the concept of pilegesh even exists for someone who's not a king or a prince. But the Tiferes Yisrael points out that throughout the period of the Mishnah, it was a given that no one would marry more than one wife. The fact that it was the late Gaonim, early Rishonim, Rabbeinu Gershom, who made a prohibition against polygamy, he was just codifying into law something that was a norm in most of the societies. And the Tiferes Yisrael goes so far as to say that in a regular marriage, in the days of the Mishnah, it was self-understood that you wouldn't take on another wife. And if someone wanted to take on another wife, it would be as though he was doing something that was going against the norm of the time. And his wife could say, you didn't delineate in the Ksuba that you had such intentions. Even before it was prohibited, that the Tiferes Yisrael points out, it was the social norm. People did not practice polygamy. So it certainly seems that polygamy is not something that the Torah was pro, even if the Torah permitted it, and then the rabbis came and prohibited it. I would just add that I asked a Yemenite friend of mine, it's known that the Yemenites, up until this generation, did practice polygamy, and I asked him, what can he tell me about it? So he said that even among the Yemenites, it was usually understood that the people who practiced polygamy were the people of a lower stature. It was the lowly farmer who felt he needed another hand out in the field working with him that took on a second wife. It wasn't the people who were respected who did it. That's what he told me. I don't know. I never lived in Yemen. But he said even there it was accepted as something that was frowned upon. It wasn't looked at as great, just take on another wife and another wife and another wife. It was looked at as the poor guy, you know, that's where he's holding in life, that he needs another hand to help him out in the field or to help him bring up the kids. So he's taking on another wife. But that's the general view that we see, that it's not viewed as something so positive. So again, it could be because they couldn't have kids. And Yaakov Avinu was encouraged by his wives because they wanted more kids. It wasn't as, let's go marry 15 wives. Yaakov wanted one wife. He wanted Rachel. He didn't want anyone else. Yaakov wasn't interested in marrying Leah, nor was he interested in marrying the other women. When the women saw they couldn't have kids, then they said, okay, Yaakov, come on, we want more kids. On the contrary, you see it's the other way around. Avraham Avinu was not interested in a second wife. His wife tells him, I can't have kids. Okay, take on a second wife. Right? But you see, Avraham on his own did not take on a second wife. That's a great proof. If polygamy was such a given, then Avraham should have told Sarah, look, it's not working, I'm taking on another one. He doesn't do that. He goes on for decades without kids. Yaakov Avinu doesn't tell his wife, gee, it's not working, let's take on another wife. Nope. Yaakov says, I worked for Rachel, I wanted one wife. Laban tricked me into Leah, and then I got back Rachel. And then Rachel comes along and says, come on, I can't have kids. I want you to take on someone else. But you see that in Yaakov's perspective, that was not the way to go.